Blog Talk Radio.
Remind me to give this number out because everybody's standing up right now. They can't write it down. I just keep looking at it. All right, chapter 12, praise God. And we're going to read the first 12 verses. And it says these words recorded there. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you have shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation, shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither you shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and your firstlings of your herds, and of your flocks. And there shall ye eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall, look at this now, rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, you and your households wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that you do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth thee. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies around about, so that ye dwell in safety, then shall ye be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to call his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithe, your heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, and yet ye and your sons and daughters and men servants, your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Praise God, that's enough. I want to talk about today. Get ready for your promise. That's what I want to talk about today. Get ready for your promise. For those of you who have a pen and you would like to take that phone number down so you can call in, that number is area code 646-564-9818. Again, the area code is 646-564-9818. And that's for the Blog Talk live show of PSM Live, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries Live, with prophetic perspectives. And so you can call in, praise the Lord, and tap into that, and it'll be a blessing to your lives, praise God. All right. Let me just say in these next few minutes that I have that we are in a very, very strategic and powerful season that is declared by apostles and prophets all across the known world, praise the Lamb of God, that we are in the season of prophetic promises and prophetic manifestations. There is a buzz in the air, praise the Lamb of God. There is an anticipation and expectation of those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are walking in the prophetic with prophetic anointings, and those of us that believe the Word of God, that we have entered into a place that I've been teaching you about, which is divine government. Praise God. Divine government means that God, Praise the Lamb of God, is in sole control that he has delegated control, authority, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm to us that we did not have prior to the season that we're in. Brothers and sisters, and you have to understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Just like revelation knowledge is progressive, just like the Word of God is progressively unfolding, along with that knowledge and that revelation comes, praise the Lamb of God, the potential of the power or the authority, praise the Lamb of God, that God desires for his people to operate in this season. Praise the Lamb. So now, or in the earth realm. So now, since we know this, since this is being declared, praise the Lamb of God, we must strategically place ourselves in a position that we can be the recipients, praise God, of the promises that God has ordained for our life. If we're going to receive what God has, praise the Lamb of God, for us, the prophecies and what have you, then we must understand that there is a portion that God does to fashion you and condition you, praise the Lamb of God, to be a recipient. The flip side of the coin is that there is a conditional part that you must play in order for you to be the recipient of what God has for you. It's not all laid on God. Praise the Lamb of God. We want God to give us stuff without us changing. We want to be the heirs of the blessings, the heir of the promises, the heir of prophecies, the heir of new land and places, promotions, possessions, and all the rest. And we want to remain the same. Praise the Lamb. Somebody said the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. It calls for transformation. It calls for a change not only in our lifestyles but in us. Praise God. It calls for a change of mind. It calls for a change of heart. And the majority of the time it calls for a change of attitude. It calls for us to humble ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God, not only unto God, but unto those that God has given authority over us. Praise the Lamb of God. Each of us in this room have somebody in our lives that have authority over us one way or another. Praise the Lamb of God. And God, even in the workplace, has declared to us in the Word of God that we are to work in the workplace as though we are working unto him. Praise the Lamb of God. So if you have a job, you're supposed to do the best for your employer, praise the Lamb of God, according to God, so that God can bless you and promote you even when you're employed. Are y'all with me? So this should be a roundabout. But then when it comes down to our relationship with God, it should be even a greater, praise the Lamb of God, more intense level of participation in the things of God than it is in the things of the world. Do you know if you really check yourself, you may come out to find in your evaluation, in your analysis of yourself, that you give more power, energy, mind, and of your life to the world than you give to God whom you say you love? Hello, light bulbs. That you're more faithful to your job, to school. Come on, talk to me, Kim. You're more faithful to your studies. You're more faithful to Facebook. You're more faithful to your social arenas than you are God. Some people are more faithful to a bowling league. Come on, talk to me here. Than they are to attending church. They feel that if they miss the bowling league's night, that something's going to be missing from the team. But they will miss church on a whim. They're missing with a sneeze. They're missing with a runny nose. Come on, help me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. But when it comes down to missing fun or missing we get supernatural strength to endure through the week. We take medications and everything to hold us over to the weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we can reap what we want to reap. But this is what God is saying in this season, is that we must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of positioning ourselves to receive what God has for us. I'm going to give you a few points and I'm out of your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, the text that we're reading, praise God, is strategic for us. And anytime I told you at the beginning of the year that you see the number 12, pay attention. Now this is 12:12. Praise the Lamb of God. The 12th chapter, right? And all the way down to the 12th verse God has given us for this lesson today. So we need to really wrap our minds around this and see how God dealt with the people of old and how he's dealing with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who are in know that we're in the dispensation of grace or the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Not too much has changed when it comes down to the characteristics that God desires for us, praise the Lamb of God, to produce. Now there are some things that have been taken away and taken out of the way because of the new covenant, praise the Lamb of God. But when it comes down to the character of the believer, nothing has been removed. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all listening to me? And that is just as if, praise the Lamb of God, the immutability of God. The immutability of God suggests to us that God cannot change. God does not change. He does not grow. He does not shrink. Praise the Lamb of God. He don't lose weight. He don't gain weight. His hand can't stretch no further than it can stretch. And that is unlimited. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. God does not change. When it comes down to the characteristics that he desires for the people of God to produce, it's immutable. It does not change. Everything else can shift. But what God wants from us, he wanted from the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Praise the Lamb of God. He still wanted a holy people. Praise the Lamb. Are y'all listening to me? So God gives them, gives Israel these principles to live by, these observances, these statutes and precepts. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must remember this. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law. Come on, talk to me. But I come to fulfill it. Praise the Lamb of God. So when we look at this, we must look through what does not apply to us as New Testament believers, but it does apply to our characteristics. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. The first thing God demands is obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. If you are going to get the promises, the first way you need to get ready is to start walking in obedience to the word, to the will, and the way of God. There is no excuse in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. God is not taking excuses from us, praise the Lamb of God, about our walk of obedience. This obedience is rebellion. Rebellion is as witchcraft. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. I'm going to bless you now. When God made these promises, Joseph, he made them to the people of God, and he said, if you obey, praise the Lamb of God, all of these observances, all of these commandments, and do that I asked you to do, then God says, praise the Lamb of God, all of these blessings shall overtake you. Right? If you obey me, he says, but if you do the wrong to me, praise the Lamb of God, then all of these curses shall overtake you. In other words, I'm going to allow you to go into the promise. I'm going to give you what I promise you. But the way the promise works in your life is up to you. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. That's why the scripture comes to us and says, rebellion is as witchcraft. In other words, when you go into the promised place, praise the Lamb of God, the promised possessions and things of this nature, the promised position, the promised promotion, and things of this nature that God has for you, when you're walking in disobedience, it all turns around on you. Praise the Lamb of God. It started working in the reverse. Instead of being a blessing, it starts being a curse. So first thing God says is, I must have 100% of obedience out of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now we need to enter into, praise the Lamb of God, a mindset to say, I'm going to obey God. Are y'all listening to me? We need to enter into a mindset that says, or a paradigm that says, I'm going to obey God no matter what. Amen. I don't care what my neighbors do. I don't care what my friends do. I don't care what nobody in my social arena is doing. I'm going to obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. Know why? Because I want what God has promised me. I want it, and I want it bad enough that I will disengage. Praise the Lamb of God. I want it bad enough that I'll disassociate. I want it bad enough, praise the Lamb of God, that I'll displace some people and some things out of my life in order to get what God has for me. Praise God. Y'all don't want to hear this. Let me just go on and give it to you so when it backfires on you, it'll be on you and not me. Praise God. Number two, praise God, he says, I need you to observe, praise the Lamb of God, to observe some things. Number one, he says to them, he says, praise God, I don't want no altars built, praise the Lamb of God, that's not built unto me. Hello, light bulbs. Now, let's fill that in. What God is saying is, I don't want nothing that looks like an idol, that smells like an idol, that walks like an idol. Praise, that talks like an idol. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God around my people. Amen. Praise the Lord, because this is what I have delivered you from. Amen. I have delivered you from, praise the Lamb of God, all of, praise the Lamb of God, the satanic and demonic activity that's in your life. Amen. So God says, I be darned if I'm going to allow you to say you belong to me, but you act like the devil. All right. Are y'all with me? God says, I'll be darned if I'm going to allow you to participate in all of these heavenly promises, and at the same time, you're going to dabble in witchcraft. All right. I'll be darned if you're going to have, praise God, watch this now, a verse on your Facebook page talking about, oh, how you love Jesus, and then the next status, whatever you call it, update come down, it's about horoscopes.
All right now.
Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. God says, I'm not going to allow this type, praise the Lamb of God, a thing to be going on with my people. I want you to shun the very appearance of evil. I want you to shun the very appearance of wrong. I want you to get rid of things, praise the Lamb of God, that's in your life, that's not of me. Praise God. Now, people of God, we just got to get a grip on that. Praise the Lamb of God. We must get a grip on that. I just did a lesson down in Louisiana, praise the Lamb of God, about things in the house. Praise, I guess I need to do it here too, praise God. About things that's in the house. Praise God. There are some things that we can bring in our homes that's a curse to the house. Are you all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. There's some stuff, praise the Lamb, that the Bible tells us that we're not supposed to do and not supposed to have in our dwelling place. It cannot be a habitation for God and the devil at the same time, because they cannot occupy the same space. God and the devil don't stand in the same square at the same time. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. So whatever it is that needs to go, it needs to go. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. how he gave it to you, how precious it seems to be. Praise the Lamb of God. How much it costs. Help me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb. It's your fault if you bought a picture of something that's ungodly and it's hanging up in your house. If you spent $10,000 for it, you just wasted your money. Praise the Lamb of God, because it's going to cause you to lose more than it costs. Praise God. God said, these observances, praise the Lamb of God, and things you will obey. Praise God. When it comes down to me and relates to me, praise the Lamb, if you want to continue to be the recipient of the promises and the places and the promotions, praise the Lamb of God, that I have in store for you. Now, this is the word of God for this season. For us as believers, praise the Lamb of God. If you really want what God has for you, then you're going to have to turn your mind around, praise the Lamb of God, and take some inventory, because God is going to give you what he promised you. I'm giving you a warning. You go receive it. You go get it. But it's up to you to hold on to it. Hallelujah. It's up to you. Let me put it this way. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. When the woman, praise the Lamb of God, who was barren, and Elijah came to the home, praise God, he promised the husband and the wife a son. He said, by this time next year, you're going to have a baby. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to bless you with a son. They had made him a loft in their home so when he traveled, he could come and rest. Praise the Lamb of God. While the prophet was away, the little boy injured his head. Praise the Lamb. He suffered a concussion. When, by the time the father got to the boy and got him to the mother, the boy died. The mother did not tell the father. She took the boy upstairs in the loft and put him on Elijah's bed. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. And then she told her servant, say, go get the prophet and tell him I need to see him now because something has befell the lad. When she went in, when the servant went, praise the Lamb of God, Elisha sent his servant back. And when the servant came, she said, I don't want you. I want the man of God, praise the Lamb of God, that made this promise. Now listen to me good. Praise the Lamb of God. When the man went back, when Elijah came to see the woman, praise the Lamb of God, he tells the woman that I came because you have done all that God had commanded you. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So even though it looked like she was going to lose her miracle, or lose the prophetic promise, praise the Lamb of God, because she continued to walk in the observances, praise the Lamb of God, God restored her son. Right. Elijah went up and laid on top of the boy, praise the Lamb of God, y'all know what I'm talking about, and breathed into him, praise the Lamb of God, and told him to revive, and he sneezed 7 times and came back to life. Praise the Lamb. So, therefore, you can see what happens when you really respond positive to what God is telling you. What you do is you put a demand on God. Praise the Lamb of God. And you put insurance on your possession. Praise the Lamb, on your promise, when you continue to do what God tells you to do. Let's move on. Praise God. Thank you. You got that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Then God tells them, he says, listen. He said, I want you to walk in obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. Right? He says, I want you to observe all these things. Right? And then he says, now I got to lay down some ordinance. Praise the Lamb of God. That I want. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. When God lays down the ordinances, what the ordinances really consist of is worship. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. How God chooses to be worshipped. Praise the Lamb of God. Now this may sound simple to us, praise the Lamb of God, but if you read the chapter prior, chapter 11, praise the Lamb of God, you will see that God told them, you're not going to worship me any kind of way. You're not going to worship me the way you want to worship me. But you're going to worship me the way I desire to be worshipped. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that's just proper. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to our relationship with God. I just think it's proper for us, praise the Lord, to ask God, what is it you want? Rather than us just giving God what we want him to have. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Worship him any kind of way we want to worship him and want him to be satisfied with it. Without ever looking at the way God wants to be worshipped. Praise the Lamb of God. How does God want to be worshipped? Praise the Lamb of God. I think it's just vitally important to us, brothers and sisters. I think it's so important, praise God, for us to really know the worship pattern and process of God, that we won't violate the ordinance of worship until it's worth us studying. It's worth us really getting into, because we New Testament-minded people think we can worship God any way we want to. Praise the Lamb of God, any way we want to. Praise God. And it really is offensive to God. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. It's really offensive to God, praise the Lamb of God, in some of the ways we worship God. Now watch this. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm worshiping God, and I'm in the house of God, ministering before the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm wearing something that desecrates the worship, God has the right to reject my worship. Now this goes all the way back. Watch this now. This goes all the way back to Genesis. This ain't something prophet been conjured up. Praise the Lamb of God. When you look at the worship of Cain and Abel, Cain came and worshiped God and gave him whatever he wanted to give him. His brother came, Abel, and worshiped God in the order that God wanted to be worshiped and gave him his best. And the Bible said God rejected Cain's offering. Which means God don't have to accept your little feeble worship. God don't have to accept, praise the Lamb of God, anything you think that you want to give him, and you don't want to give him what he asked for. Praise the Lamb. Now, maybe we'll go back and read. You read it when you get home. But in the verses, in these 12 verses, he repeated twice. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. He repeated twice a part of the worship that was about giving. Come on, talk to me. Y'all got quiet on this. See, that's the part you missed. That's why you say amen. You don't want to see that part. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As long as it's about receiving, you're willing to see that part. Praise the God. But when it comes down to giving, come on, talk to me. Then that's when the issues start coming. When it comes down to what we're supposed to give God. Praise the Lamb of God. But God, he named all of these offerings off, which many of them do not pertain to us due to the fact, praise the Lamb of God, number one, Jesus paid the price, praise the Lamb of God, for the majority of the offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. Then, the second thing is, we're not harvesting land. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's not necessary for us to bring meal offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all know I'm right about that. Now, you ain't gonna come here with no sack of meal. Praise the Lamb of God and sit it in the church. Praise God. So our currency is different. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen? Amen? Our currency is different. And since our currency is different, and our way of life is different in this capitalist society we live in, we all understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the tithe and the offering, praise God. Now watch this. Watch this. If really you looked at the scripture I read, praise God, there's more offerings than there is tithe. Okay, I think I said something right there. There's more offering than there is tithes. Praise the Lamb of God. Read it for yourself. Praise God. So therefore, wait a minute, we're talking about the character of it now. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Therefore, our lives and lifestyle should be more about benevolency. Praise the Lamb of God. Than it is, praise the Lord, about an ordinance, praise God, to give in our worship. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Offerings should be a way of life for us. Y'all quiet on this. Praise the Lamb of God. If Jesus didn't abolish it, praise the Lamb of God, then it takes on, praise the Lamb of God, a brand new dispensation, but the character of it is still the same. The principle of it is still the same. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not talking about bringing offerings, just all these offerings into the house of God, into the church. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about offerings, praise the Lamb of God, that in your services and things when you leave the house of God. Praise the Lamb. There's stuff that God told them to do for the house of God.
Amen.
Then there's stuff God told them to do in their offering so that the poor, the widows, and things of those nature could be taken care of. Hello, life bulbs. And since we don't do that anymore, praise the Lamb of God, then we should have a benevolent spirit when we run into it. Because God still demands an offering for it. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why Jesus said, he said, you know what? When the judgment comes, there's going to be a lot of people, praise God, that's going to be insulted by my Father because you didn't visit the poor.
All right.
Help me hear somebody. Right. Praise God. You did go to the prisons.
Right.
You didn't see about the widows and the orphans.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. Okay, y'all mighty quiet about this part of it because we've been duped. Praise the Lamb of God, bamboozled into believing that all we're supposed to do is go to church. And then it stops here. Praise the Lamb. But your life becomes an offering. Praise the Lamb of God. See, and this is the training ground. Israel was a demonstration of training in the Bible. Praise the Lamb. When Jesus comes, he said, I come to fulfill this. Praise the Lamb of God. So now, if I have the Spirit of God, then I should have a spirit of benevolency.
Right.
Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I should have a spirit of giving. Praise the Lamb of God. At giving time, I should be the first one jumping up to give. Y'all don't like this. Praise the Lamb of God. And get me again, I'm not just talking about up in the church. I'm talking about your neighborhood on the hand. Hello, life bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about people who you can assist and help and you don't.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And you still think that you have, praise the Lamb of God, the glory of God and all of this, and you're so filled with the Holy Ghost, but your Holy Ghost has limitations on who it helps. Come on, talk to me. Praise God. When you don't have compassion for others, then there's something wrong with you.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. Okay, I made that plain. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. I'm finished. Praise God. Watch this. So God tells them, I got 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. God tells them, he says, this is what I want to do. He says, I want you to do this. He says, I want you to observe this, I want you to be obedient, and I want these ordinances fulfilled. He He says, if you do this, watch what he says now. He says, if you do this, praise God, I'm going to cause you to rejoice in everything you put your hand to.
Amen.
It's right there. I didn't write that. It's right there, right? Praise the name of God. God says, you're going to have praise services when you're not in the temple. Hello, light bulbs. You're going to be able to be happy, praise the Lamb of God, and rejoice about everything you put your hands to.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. God, wait. Don't run with that. God says, if you do these three things, praise the Lamb of God, if you do these three things in the spirit of love, the love of God, the love of mankind, and the love of yourself. If you do these three things, everything you put your hand to, I'm going to make you happy about it.
Amen.
God says, you're not going to have success and happiness. I'm going to cause you to have success and happiness in whatever you put your hand to. But remember now, we're in the book of Deuteronomy. So therefore, if you don't do this, what you put your hands to is going to be a curse to you.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to work in the reverse. Praise the Lamb of God, because you have a selfish attitude. And your selfish attitude, praise the Lamb of God, is even selfishness with the God who wakes you up every morning.
Right.
It's selfish with the God who gives you help. It's selfish with the God who opened doors for you. It's selfish with the God who gives you favor.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And until we come to that place, brothers and sisters, that we can, watch this, surrender the self, we can't be the recipients of the promises.
Amen.
I believe in my heart and soul that something is always left off that we really could be participating in, praise the Lamb of God, when we leave off a bit of what God has requested us.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I believe God withholds something from us, praise the Lamb of God, because he sees that we're still not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If our actions is supposed to mirror Jesus, praise the Lamb. And this is what God doesn't take out. He says, you don't have to die. Praise God. I take that part off of you. You don't have to give your life, praise God, to nobody but me.
Amen.
This is what God says. Praise the Lamb of God. But you know what we do? We give our life to people. Instead of then giving our lives to God, we pledge our lives to people. But we don't pledge our lives to God. And then people are the ones that break our heart. Hello, life folks. I used to say this all the time, praise the Lamb of God, and I've been saying it recently. I love people through God. I love him first. That's why no matter what happens in my life with people, I'm not going to have a breakdown. I'm not going to break down about a person. I'm not going to break down about nobody who come or go out of my life. It may bother me a little bit, but I ain't breaking down. Can't, because I still got him. Because people can come and go. Hallelujah. But I don't never want to lose him. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. So God has given us a powerful lesson today if we receive it and walk in. Why do we forget so easily who we are? What we are? What we're supposed to be about? In given situations and circumstances. Praise the Lamb of God. Why is our hand so withdrawn to help and so fast to hurt? Why is our mouth so slow to say, I love you, but quick to say, I can't stand you? Why don't we capture our thoughts, arrest them, and bring them back before they leave the chambers of our mouth? Pull them back and say, Lord, I'm sorry that that thought even went through my mind, because I know I can't send it through your spirit. Come on, talk to me, if people who don't. Can't send that thought about Steve through your spirit, because if I really got you here, then when I think of Steve, I think of the love of Jesus Christ in his life. The same love that you shows me. Come on, talk to me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're always in a place where we can be a recipient of the blessing of God.
This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. We thank God for you for listening in today to our pre-recorded show. However, on tomorrow, Thursday, 10/17/2013, Prophet Michael Shakespeare will be live with you on the show for our prophetic day. I hope you join us tomorrow afternoon, 12 o'clock. It's been a long recovery. And we have done according to the doctors and as best we can, and the rest is in God's hand, of course. And we want to come back strong tomorrow. Prophet Daryl Saunders will be with us, and many of our intercessors and those that love us and support us. We are expecting you to be with us on tomorrow afternoon here at PSM Live. I am just overwhelmed at the love and the prayers and the support of those of you who have upheld me while I've been away in the hospital. You've been so sweet. I just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your kindness and every expression, every card, everything that has been done. But I pray today that as we have entered into this hour and this season of fasting and praying, that you will join me in warring for our promises. For the word of God is true, people of God. But there are spirits that work against us, hallelujah, to hinder us from receiving what God has already spoken. Help me to help you to help us to get what God has for us by entering into this fast season with us, this Daniel fast. It's posted on our page. Come, be a part of that, and we will obtain the victory. Visions and dreams are mine. God has given them to me, one behind another. Hallelujah. But a vision and dream without a dream carrier and a vision person to implement is wasteless. I need your support. I need your help. I need you to support the vision that God has given. It's going to be well, people of God. Watch what I tell you. All of this that we've been through is nothing but a dream. We haven't even awakened yet into the glorious sunlight of the blessings that God has for us. A new morning has dawned. I bless you today. Continue to listen to music here if you want to stay tuned. I promised the doctors I wouldn't even get on the radio today. I would wait till Thursday, but I had to come on. I love each of you. We'll be playing some music for you and other little tidbits and things of that nature. Love you. Be blessed. We'll be right back.
he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age as him. Then again called that man that was blind, said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answers them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore, when ye hear it again, will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why? Herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth no sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world begun, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin. Dost thou teach us? And they can't cast him out. Jesus heard that, watch this now, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into the world, that they which see might not see, and they that would see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, we are blind also. Jesus said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin.
All right.
But now you say, we see, therefore your sin, it remains. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about the miracle of blindness. Amen. The miracle of blindness. That's what I want to talk about. Praise the Lord. This is a powerful, powerful miracle that has been wrought on this man that was born blind. It's a most difficult miracle when you put it in perspective of miracles due to the fact that those who are born blind usually have not had damage done to them, but they were left, let's say, sort of like a premature child. Something did not develop. So either the optic nerve or the retinal nerve or both never developed that this man could see. So it makes it a more notable or greater miracle. However, we do understand that the greatest miracle that we have ever known of is the miracle of the resurrection of Christ Jesus. There's no miracle recorded of such nowhere that a man who was dead of his own power rose from the dead. And when you put any miracle next to that miracle, the miracle dissipates or it becomes marginalized. It shrinks in its greatness due to the fact that there's nothing ever greater happened than the resurrection of Jesus Christ to anybody. Even if we find someone who said they were dead and they're alive, they're going to die again. But Jesus rose and he's alive forevermore. So therefore, we see that is the most notable miracle. But this man's miracle stands out when it comes to those that investigate miracles or those that look deep at miracles and get involved in the semantics, if you would, or all of that that we call the ingredients for a miracle. When you really look at this miracle, it is a most difficult yet powerful miracle that stands out in the scripture. So now, when we see how this miracle materializes, it brings us to a point to do our own little private investigation as we see the inquiry that comes from the disciples about this man's blindness. They suggest to Jesus that maybe this man Herod had sinned, praise the Lamb of God, or that he had sinned, that he was born blind. This is a powerful indictment in their investigative resolve that one would think, praise the Lamb of God, that individuals' deformity, if you would, or lack of proficiency was caused by their mother or their father, that their parents had done something, praise the Lamb of God, in their lifetime that God cursed them, praise the Lamb of God, with the burden of having a child that was born blind, praise the Lord. And many times, praise the Lamb of God, this could be a possibility when you really investigate and look at, praise the Lamb of God, the lifestyles of people, the things people do, mothers while they're carrying their children, praise the Lamb of God, that causes the child to be born with various insufficiencies, praise the Lamb of God. So we know there are all types of children that's born with various ailments, diseases, and things of this nature that have not been caused by the lack of a parent. But the thing is, how did God view? How does God view sin? How does God look at, praise the Lamb of God, interpret, and then make application for what we do in our bodies when the Word of God does declare to us that He will visit the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation? Oh, I got something to preach about, praise the Lamb of God. To the third and fourth generation, He will visit the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Now, that is what we really should identify as a generational curse. Praise the Lamb of God. When somebody in your past genealogy, if you would, has done something wrong and you don't even know them, praise the Lamb of God, you have never even saw their face. You have never even heard of their wrong, but their wrong falls upon you. Praise the Lamb of God, because God has decided, praise the Lamb of God, to seek vengeance, if you would, or reciprocity.
Okay.
For, in fact, what has transpired in your great-great-great-grandfather,
okay,
or your great-great-great-grandmother, praise the Lamb of God, that He's decided this child may be the last child. I may cut off the bloodline, praise the Lamb of God, of this family due to the sins of their great-great-great-grandparents. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a powerful thing. This is recorded in Scripture. This is believed, praise the Lamb of God, and is taught across the world because it is in Scripture. These disciples had this basic knowledge through their Jewish upbringing, praise the Lamb of God, through their synagogue teachings as young men, as they went to the synagogue and they were taught of the Word of God and how God functions in life. They were taught to be good, that they would have good children, and that their children's children would be blessed, and so on and so forth. And all of us in this room practically believe that, praise the Lamb of God. Amen. That my, I believe my children are the seed of the righteous.
Amen.
Praise God, I believe because they came from me,
amen,
that there's a blessing on my children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I believe that God makes some exceptions, praise the Lamb of God, to some of the basic things that may not happen to other people because, praise the Lamb of God, I'm His servant. And I have given my children to Him. I've given my life to Him. So that I believe in basically the same type of doctrine. But Jesus looks at them when they infringe or inflict this upon the situation. Jesus put a pin there. Now watch the conjunction in this inquiry. They said, or maybe He did sin. So now we have to find out, how did He sin? Praise the Lamb of God, that He was born blind. That sounds kind of awkward to me. Maybe you see something clear in that, but it looks awkward to me that this man could be born blind, praise the Lamb of God, and be the cause of his blindness. He was born blind, but yet they inquired whether or not he was the cause of blindness.
All right.
James. Looks strange to you too, I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, that's one of the things that make you go, Well, upon investigation of the cultural belief at the time that Christ comes in their setting, the historical culture was that of Hinduism. And the Hinduism of their teachings and their mythological Greco-Roman world, praise the Lamb of God, because Rome was the international power or the world power at that time, praise the Lord, allows us to understand that they believe in reincarnation.
Yeah.
They believe in a life before your life. Well, that's not far and too far-fetched, because there are some people today that believe that if you live good, you die, and then you, when you come back, you're going into another body.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, the doctrine of salvation itself suggests to us there's a life after this life.
Right.
Help me here, somebody.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. If you're saved and born again, you do believe that when you die, you're going to live again.
Amen.
Help me here, somebody. So that is not too far-fetched
right,
of their ideology or their Hindu principle and place, praise the Lamb, of their mindset, this paradigm that they have, that in fact, that somebody could have messed up in a past life. Because when you look deep into it, it starts sharing with you things like, well, if you really live a rough life, you would come back as an animal.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And even some people, they believe, came back as rodents, and some came back as dogs and cats and things of this nature and birds because of the type of life that they lived prior. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. But then the good spirits were always found in good people.
Right.
Praise the Lord. But Jesus sticks the pen there and he speaks. He says, neither. He dismisses, praise the Lamb of God, the entire inquiry. He dismisses their question to him and their involvement in the matter. Look at the divine reply. Jesus looked with prophetic sight and said, neither. But this man was born, praise the Lamb of God, that the glory of God might be manifested. This man was born blind, that the glory of God might be manifested. Now, me being a prophet, I have to say that this is a prophetic moment.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. In fact, it's a prophetic encounter,
right,
which makes this another prophetic miracle.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Watch this. It's due to the disciples' blindness. Praise the Lamb of God, of spiritual sight, that they're not made readily as Jesus is concerning the condition of this man. It's because they are blind themselves, yet having sight. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. So now Jesus looks at them, and since he is now tutoring them, he now has to come and say, now I have to make this a lesson that will open your eyes. Okay, I think I said something there. I know it took me a little while to get here. But I want to say this to you. Your involvement with Christ is a whole educational session. It's a whole developmental process that God is taking us through. Praise the Lamb of God, because of our belief in him. Remember these words that come to us through the age of Apostle Paul. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So since he is developing faith, praise the Lamb of God, and the developer of that, your every experience, God is trying to bring out of you, reveal to you, and prove you who he is, so that you can become like him.
All right, now.
I think I said something right there. Why is that? Because the full measure, the full stature of Jesus Christ is the goal.
of God in you.
Right.
The download of the Holy Spirit in you is not for you to feel good or shout. It ain't for you to wave your hand.
All right,
God is
now
trying to bring about again His Son in you. Some believers never reach this plateau to understand it so they can continue to crucify themselves.
All right, now,
praise the Lamb of God. They're mortifying their flesh and bringing themselves under subjection so that God can live through the Spirit of Christ,
amen,
through you in a full way.
Amen.
Praise, okay, y'all missed that. In a full, impactful way.
Amen.
So that your world, praise the Lamb of God, that you live in,
yeah,
would be impacted by you enough that people's lives can be changed.
All right, now.
Hello, life, brother. That people can be delivered. That people can be shocked into belief through the miracles that God wrought through you.
Yeah.
I just told the young lady that comes in with a son, when I hugged her, I whispered in her ear, I said, you have a miracle that could fill this church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hello, life, brother. If we understand,
amen,
our position,
yeah,
if we understand who we are in God,
yeah,
what God is doing with us and why He's doing it.
Yeah.
God is not working miracles in your life. God is not doing things in your life just for you to get a good shout out for.
Right.
He's
right
doing things in your life so that others,
yeah,
praise the Lamb of God, can connect to Him.
Yeah.
That others can be integrated.
Yeah.
That others can be impacted.
Yeah.
That others can be brought into the kingdom of our God. That's what God is working miracles in our lives for. So Jesus sees it. He says, oh man, I got another opportunity here to be able to take my disciples to another level.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. To another level so that they may be able, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, to do what I do.
Yeah, all right now. All
praise
right
God, watch this. Until your spiritual sight come into full focus, you'll never be able to engage.
Yeah. All right.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. In miracle working processes,
right,
yourself.
Right.
You'll never be the initiator of it.
Right.
You'll never walk in a room and believe that you can pray for somebody
right
and they
now
can be healed.
Right.
You'll never speak to somebody, praise the Lamb of God, with a spirit on the inside of you that causes your words to be rhema words. Praise the Lamb of God. That something impactful will happen to them in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that their head will turn around and say, I think I've just had a prophetic encounter.
Right.
That'll make them turn around and say, I perceive you a prophet. I perceive that there's a gift. There's something extraordinary about you. Listen to them. While I was riding down here today with James, James telling me about the manager where he works at, or his superior, praise the Lamb of God, where he works at. And James said he really don't want to hear nothing about God. James said since he's been in there, been working there, James talks about God all the time now. But his superior don't want to hear nothing about God. It's like a turnoff to him. But yet, praise the Lamb of God, he favors James. Y'all don't get that, do you? I don't want to hear nothing about God. I don't need you witnessing to me. I don't need you throwing the word on me. But I will watch your lifestyle. I will listen to the words that come out of your mouth and other people. I will watch your actions. And your actions, praise the Lamb of God, can perform a miracle in somebody's heart and mind that give them revelatory. God, I need you to jam that. Praise the Lamb of God. Vision of who God really is.
Right.
Of what Christ really is.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God in you.
Right.
Hello, life.
Right.
Watch this now. Watch this. So Jesus, he says, now I got a class setting here. Praise the Lamb of God. I got an opportunity. Praise the Lamb of God to cause this man to receive a miracle. And at the same time, make it a miracle on my disciples. I told you all last week, almost every miracle that Jesus performed around his disciples had an instructive pattern in it. I wish y'all would hear this. Had an instructive pattern in it, or was a lesson to them to bring them into fullness of who he was trying to make them. Praise the Lamb. Let me say it like this. Yeah. We must understand why the scriptures is there for us. The scriptures are there for us for one reason only, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can see how God worked in the lives of others and understand how He's working in our lives.
Right.
So if we don't benefit
right
from the patterns,
that's right,
Watch this. From the instructions, praise the Lamb, and the examples that left, when we're slapped in the face in it, we'll never compare it. We'll never bring it into a parallel and say, God is doing something with me that he has done in the past, but he's just doing it in these modern times. We'll never look for the mirror. We'll never look for the prophetic encounter, a prophetic moment. We'll never look for a miracle moment in our lives. These disciples was dormant, just as dormant, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. They are basic believers with no spiritual insight.
Right.
I say it again. They are basic believers with no spiritual insight. Can I put some other stuff to y'all just for a minute? Why is it that people in the Bible days knew when somebody had a demon and we don't?
Right. All right now.
No spiritual insight. A demon is spiritual. A demon is not a physical thing.
No.
Demon ain't something you can see with your natural eye. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But when they would come to Jesus, they'd say, my boy is possessed with a devil.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me. They would tell Jesus what was wrong. They diagnosed it. Praise the Lord. They had no prophet come tell them, your child got a demon. Come on, talk to me. The problem is, praise the Lamb of God, that our spiritual insight is closed off.
Right.
Hello, Life Boy. Because we refuse to allow, praise the Lamb of God, our growth to come. So that we can have a natural, watch it, a natural spiritual outburst.
All right now.
Of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a discerner. Okay, y'all don't like this kind of preaching. Let me just keep on. Praise him. So, in this storyline, this brutal fact, we see, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus moving forward, praise the Lamb of God, to deal with this man. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus does something that I don't believe I've never seen anybody do before. He spits and makes some clay. He anoints the man out. Look at the encounter, people. He does something very unusual. He uses nothing that man has touched.
That's right.
Now, there's a doctor who wrote a book off of the ingredients of the earth.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. He a saved doctor, I forget his name, but this is one of the passages he used to say how God, if we could connect God to the earth, how miracles would be wrought in our physical bodies.
Yes, today. All right.
Because since we were made from the dust,
right.
Everything that is in us that need repairing is in the dust. Come on, talk to me. If we could just get the chemicals back together. Everything that's in the dust is in us because we were made from dust. Come on, talk to me. So, but we all know, and when you go to anybody's funeral, the last thing they say is, ash to ash. And dust and dust, right? And then they put your body back in the ground. Why? Because no matter how you decompose or where you decompose, you're going to turn back into clay. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to turn back into dirt. So that's why they put us in the dirt. Watch this. So now Jesus says, golden opportunity. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because of his foreknowledge. Prophetic sight says, I'm going to make this, watch this, a divine interruption. Y'all, you won't like me. I'm going to make this a divine interruption. Praise the Lamb of God. What you saying? I'm going to make it a divine disturbance. I'm going to take this, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to take this and make it make noise. So that God can be noticed. Oh, I wish I really knew what I was trying to tell you all today. Praise the Lord. Do you know there's some things going on in your life right now that ain't going to get better because you don't want God to be noticed?
Ooh.
I think I said something right. Bam, I'm going to slap myself. Come on, post that on Facebook tonight. Watch this now. There's some things that's possibly going on in your life and you keeping it so secret to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Until God is looking at you saying, I got to wait
until I can make it a divine disturbance, a divine interruption. Praise the Lamb of God. He's waiting on the right moment to intercept you and your situation so that his name can be praised and glorified. He said, ain't enough people know about this shit. Why should I heal you when you the only one know you sick? The children of Israel in bondage. The Lord said, that's how long it took for the world to know about it. Y'all didn't get it, y'all didn't get this. He said, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, Asia heard about it. They had been in bondage so long and was treated so harsh that the whole world knew what the Egyptians had done to my people. Now I said, now I've come down to bring them out with a strong hand so the world see my power. I'm tired of doing undercover work. I'm tired of being your secret doctor. I'm tired of doing it in the closet with you. I'm ready to come out and show the world just who I am. Don't let me stop. Got 5 minutes. Watch this. So now. Woo! I want somebody to grab that right there. I just told you. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus is going to showcase you soon. Soon as you allow your mess to become a message. As soon as you allow your mess to be turned into a message, praise the Lamb of God, then God's going to transform it into a miracle. Watch this. Yeah, there's something again. Watch this. So now Jesus, he takes the clay, he spit in some dirt, slaps it on the man's eyes, and he tells him, praise the Lamb of God, go wash it in the water. Go down to the pool of Bethesda, which means sent. Go down, tell the pool I sent you. Praise the Lamb of God. Goes to the pool, he washes his eyes, and he comes back seeing. What a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. What a miracle. Saliva, clay, and water. Saliva, clay, and water. Isn't it funny that I anoint your eyes with clay, I anoint your eyes with saliva, but then I tell you go wash it off.
Right.
That looked like the longer it remained, the better you would get.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. But Jesus told him, go wash it off. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. The pool that he sent them to, praise the Lamb of God, was the same pool where miracles were wrought. Are y'all listening to me? It was the same pool where miracles was noted for. Where miracles was known for was in that pool. Praise the Lamb of God. So he goes, he washes eyes. Jesus said, I want them to see, praise the Lamb of God, those that are sitting around waiting on a miracle at the pool, praise the Lamb of God, that there is no miracle unless God touched the pool. Come on, God, y'all don't see how God moves. Let me keep on going, because y'all just missed out. Okay, so now the man, he comes back healed, he comes back rejoicing, praise the Lamb of God, he comes back jubilant, and then Jesus, watch this, pulls him to the side and gives him some instructions. Watch this. A lot of people get instructions for that miracle. A lot of people get instructions for that miracle, but very few get instructions about the miracle.
All right now.
Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. It's one thing for somebody to tell you to go dip 7 times in muddy Jordan. It's another thing for somebody to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, set your pot out, put oil in it, borrow other pots and put oil in it.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Even in that miracle, the lady didn't know what to do with the miracle.
Right.
She had to come back to the prophet and say, okay, I got all this oil in my house. He said, now go sell it. Pay your bills, praise the Lamb of God, and live off the rest. make her a millionaire overnight.
Right.
Sell it, pay all your bills, and the rest you live off of for the rest of your days since your husband is dead.
Right.
Are y'all listening to me? Right. Jesus gives this man instructions. He tells him secretly, he says, how can I make him tell it? Praise the Lord. He said, just by telling them the reverse. Don't tell nobody.
Right.
Y'all didn't get that, did you?
Right.
Praise the
Lord.
I found out something. If you want something out, just tell somebody it's a secret. Huh? If you tell, make them a witness to it, they're going to tell it. But tell them, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody about this. Praise the Lord. I promise you, before you leave them here, they're going to tell somebody. I promise you, the word don't is going to work in them so hard.
Right.
Praise the Lord. About their own authority until they're going to share it. Then, watch this. Jesus put them in a mold, praise the Lamb of God, that he had to tell it.
Right.
Why? He was born blind.
Right. Oh, yeah, because he did. Right.
People were going to see him.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb. So as soon as he left Jesus with these words saying, don't, people saw him and said, isn't that the one?
Right.
I mean, it's right there. I just read this to you.
Right.
Isn't he the one that was born blind? Look at him now, he's seeing. Somebody said, no, he looked like him, but I don't think that's him.
Right.
He walked like him. He acted like him. No, no, I don't think. Hey, ain't no way he was born blind that he's seeing now.
Right.
Praise him. So they asked him, he said, yes, it's me. Praise him. Then somebody asked him, how did you see? First thing jumped out of his mouth, he told the story.
Uh-huh.
He told the story, but he was trying to hide Jesus' identity.
Right.
Right? Jesus, don't tell nobody I did this, so he stopped saying, amazed.
Right.
Spit on the ground, anointed my eyes, and told me to watch, and I came back seeing.
Right.
They said, who was it? He tried to laugh his way out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Then they takes him to the Pharisees.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Now, you know, the Pharisees was those that were experts in the Mosaic law and all this kind of stuff. They was kind of like the spiritual police of the day.
Right, right.
That's what they were. They were the Jewish presbytery. Those who regulated things.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Those that dictated was it right or wrong according to the law. Now, watch this. We're involved in something else that slaps us in the face as the Pharisees come into play. It's the holy day.
Okay.
It's Saturday. Wasn't no work supposed to be done, right? Praise the name of God. Wasn't no miracle supposed to happen? Wasn't nothing supposed to happen on the Sabbath day? But rest and worship. Rest and worship. No good deeds supposed to be happening. Rest and worship according to their interpretation.
Right, right. That's right.
Woo! According to their interpretation.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. According to their interpretation.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now we dealt with the Sabbath day. Ain't in no fight about it. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. Because I know you're supposed to be holy every day.
Amen.
You're supposed to worship God.
Every day.
Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. So if I change my worship posture, because it's Sunday, I'm a hypocrite.
All right, now, amen.
If I change my worship posture, because it's Saturday, I'm a hypocrite.
That's right.
If I change my worship posture, because it's Wednesday, I'm a hypocrite.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. God is seeking a people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth is, I know he lives in me. The truth is, I'm the temple. The truth is, he dwells in me 24 hours. As a matter of fact, I am now the curtain that hides the ark of the covenant. That's down on the inside and the cherubim and the glory of God displayed between. I can open up my curtains anytime. Watch this. Pharisees get the guy and start questioning him. He goes to a long thing of two, things: investigation and interrogation.
Okay.
Investigation and interrogation. It's all right to investigate something.
Right.
It's wrong to interrogate something. Praise Him. They interrogated Him. They interrogated Him to the point, praise the Lamb of God, that they brought the parents in.
Right.
Brought His mother and father in to try to find out about the miracle, and all they could tell Him was, this our son.
Right.
He was born blind. Praise the Lamb of God. And now he's seeing. But you gotta ask Him what happened, because we wasn't there.
Right.
He's of age, you know how to talk. Ask Him. Praise the Lamb of God. So they asked Him a second time about what happened. Look what He said. Because now their interrogation and investigation has become an attack against heaven.
Okay.
I got to deal with that just 1 minute. Y'all don't give me 2 more minutes, right? Mm-hmm. It's time. There's a lot of people who think they know God and don't.
All right.
I'm going to say it on this side.
All right, all right.
There's a lot of people who think they know God.
All right, now.
And God. They don't.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say it on this side for y'all. There's a lot of people who think they know the word of God and they don't.
Right,
I'm going to say it on this side. There's a lot of people who think they know the word of God and they don't.
That's
right. Watch this. I'm going to say it on this side. There's a lot of people who think they're spiritual.
All right,
and they're not. Let me say it on this side. There's a lot of people who think they're spiritual, and they're not. The Pharisees look spiritual. They dress spiritual. They walk spiritual. They nodded their head spiritual. But they were not spiritual. They were more carnal than the people that were in the flesh. Watch this. When Jesus entered the synagogue, the Pharisees had to be present. Right? Almost every time he entered the synagogue on about 3 occasions, it talks about something that was present that wasn't supposed to be there. A demon. How come if they were so spiritual, why didn't the demon never manifest in front of them? But it always manifested in front of Jesus. Come on, talk to me. Watch this. They so spiritual, why didn't they have no power to cast demons out? Are y'all listening to me? So you have to watch people who talk spiritual talk, but have no, praise the Lamb of God, spiritual demonstrations.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So Jesus, they really, watch this. This is what you got to be careful of too. When people are dealing with you, inquiring and investigating, praise the Lamb of God, your miracle, right? Your transformation. Your transfiguration, what you have been transformed into. You gotta watch this, because what they're really doing is, you're not on trial.
Right. All right.
God's on trial.
That's right.
Y'all ain't listening to me.
Yeah.
They ain't really thinking about you.
Right.
They trying to see whether or not they should believe in God.
Right.
This is the oops of believers.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. This is the oops of believers. They're really reading you to see if God in the house.
That's right.
They really ain't studying you.
No.
They want to see if God in the house.
Right.
Then when you do something that make them think God is not in the house,
all right now,
then they have an excuse to walk away with no faith.
Right. Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because they think and believe that God can be observed in your behavior.
Right.
That they can see God in your behavior.
Right.
That they can see God, praise the Lamb of God, by what comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
They don't want to, they don't dare admit about they have emotions.
Mm.
They admit that they have issues.
Right.
But they won't accept the fact that you have flesh and blood wrapped around you too.
All right now. Right.
Praise the Lamb. Come on, talk to me here, man. Praise the Lamb. So that investigation of you is really an investigation of God.
Right.
And anytime, watch this. Somebody can do something that changes your spiritual opinion, your spiritual posture, your spiritual position, and nothing wrong with them, and nothing wrong with God, but there's a whole lot wrong with you. Come to hear somebody. Because your relationship with God is not really intact. Hello, Lightbook. Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm out in the parking lot, It's about you and God.
All right.
Okay, y'all didn't like that one. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. So now, the inquiring man is here. Tell us again. He goes off on. He said, what part of this you don't understand? I told you this once. He said, matter of fact, a marvelous thing has happened. I was born blind. Now I can see. What is the problem with that? Why is it that you want to play with whether or not this man is a god, a devil, or what? When in fact, he worked a notable miracle. Let me tell you why one of the big problems with Jesus. When Jesus wrought miracles, he never said, in the name of God.
Right.
You can't find that written nowhere.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Because, in fact, he would have to say, in the name of myself.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't like that, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
He would have to say, in the name of myself.
Right.
He didn't say, in the name of Moses' law.
Right. All right now.
Why? Because people were wrapped up in personality.
That's right.
Oops, I think I just said
right.
something.
Right.
People get so wrapped up in a personality, praise the Lamb of God, until they miss the power.
Yes.
Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. If you read the story on a little longer, watch this. It said, this is what their reply was here. They said, you are probably one of his disciples. Watch what they said. We're disciples of Moses.
Right.
Y'all didn't catch that.
Right.
Moses didn't have no disciples.
Crazy.
Come on, talk to me. They said, you probably one of his disciples. We Moses' disciples. Moses didn't have no disciples. Moses didn't have no followers. Matter of fact, the people he led out of Israel, he didn't want to be bothered with them. Come on, talk to me. He begged God not to send him. He made up all kinds of excuses not to go. And then when he got with them, he went off on them.
Yeah.
Constantly, God had to remind them, they're my people.
Right.
I love them ignorant people down at the foot of the mountain that you're talking about.
Right.
I love them. Those are my people.
Right.
God had an order. Matter of fact, he didn't get into the promised land because of his actions against the people of God.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
Right.
He cursed the people of God as a rock.
Right.
When the Lord told him, say, speak to the rock, he hit the rock.
Right.
And cursed and told them, drink, you rebels. And God cursed him for it. Said, because of this, you will not go in. I'll let you see it, but you won't go into the promised land.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
So Moses didn't have no disciples.
Right.
Praise God. Now better watch this now. Moses didn't have no disciples. Moses was leading them into the wilderness so that they could meet God.
Right.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Moses was leading them into the wilderness so they could meet God.
Uh-huh.
When they got to the meeting place, they didn't want to meet God.
Right.
They said, we're here too. We don't want to hear God.
Right.
When God came down the mountain, I'm trying to show you something.
Mm-hmm.
There's people around you, praise the Lamb of God, will meet you, but they don't want to meet God.
Right now.
All right.
Are y'all listening to me? Trying to introduce them to God is a turnoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will sit and eat with you.
Yeah.
They will laugh with you.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Yeah.
Stop talking about God.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. They don't want to meet God. They want to stay wrapped up in your personality.
Yeah.
They want to stay wrapped up in the you are.
Right.
Without dealing with the who they are.
Right. Amen.
Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So now they tell him, they say, listen, you want his disciples. So they cast him out.
Right.
Watch this. His parents, the Bible said, knew that if they replied correctly about Jesus, then they would get thrown out of the synagogue, which
right.
means you are disassociated with the Jewish faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are more caught up on their religion than they are their God.
Right.
Are you listening to me?
Right.
A lot of people more caught up on their religion than what
right.
is right.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. I'm saying something to y'all today. A lot of people are wrapped up up in their denomination,
yeah.
in their religion,
yeah.
praise the Lamb of God, and not wrapped up in God.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me?
Yes,
so they threw him out. When they threw him out, watch this. Jesus didn't visit nobody but him.
Wow.
y'all missing this.
Wow.
Watch this. Jesus didn't visit nobody but him. Jesus comes to him. Watch this. And finds him by himself and say, I'm close. Says, how you doing? Say, I'm fine. He said, how you like the way things look? He said, oh, I'm seeing just fine. He said, do you believe in Christ? He said, huh? He said, do you believe in Messiah? He said, yes, Lord. But who is he that I can believe in? Jesus said,
I am he.
Me. The Bible said, he believed and he stopped worshiping him. He believed and he stopped worshiping him. Watch this. We get the end and almost drop back one step. The end of all of our experiences in God is, are you a worshiper?
All right now, Jesus.
Ain't that much Sundays?
Talking about
how you're a worshiper.
Yes.
Because when you worship, you give yourself away.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
So you can be used. Once he did that, all the hell he went through that day seemed like nothing.
Nothing.
Praise the Lamb of God. Your troubles vanish when you recognize you're a worshiper.
Yes.
Of a true and a living God. Watch this. Watch this. Now can I step back?
Yes.
Praise the Lamb. Let me step back. All the way back. The first inquiry, the disciple. Jesus said, when I get through working this miracle, praise the Lamb of God, they're going to receive spiritual sight. One layer of the callus of life will be taken off the eyes. Do you know you got layers over your eyes that prevent you from seeing God?
Yes.
That's why you see so much in the natural dimension. Because there are layers of stuff that has happened and blinds you.
Right.
And now every one of your experiences, God is removing.
Right.
Until you get to the core of your true existence of who you are.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Adam saw everything spiritual. Are y'all listening to me? Until he got the layer of sin.
Right.
Then he starts seeing things in the natural.
Right.
He said their eyes were open. He already had eyes.
Right.
But his eyes of understanding was open.
Right.
Then he started perceiving things in both the spiritual and the carnal dimension. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Our problem is we've been incubated in the carnal so long that our angel can walk up to you and you won't notice. You can have a conversation with Jesus Christ and you won't notice. Are y'all listening to me? You can have an encounter with God and you'll walk away, and days later you'll say, whoa! 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 Okay, I'm going to prove it to you. Jesus rose from the dead, right? Greatest miracle, right? Praise God. Michelle, his disciples start walking on water. They start opening this blind man's eyes. They start to take 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, bless it. Fed all these 15,000 plus people.
Right.
Took up 12 baskets of bread. Y'all with me?
Right.
Praise the name of God. They saw a woman that was bent over, straightened up.
Right.
And a spirit depart out of her. They saw demons cast out of kings.
Right.
A dove. They saw them stop a funeral procession and touch the casket.
Yeah.
And the dead boy sat up in the casket and sent them home with his mother. They went to a woman's house, Jairus' house, with him and his wife. And went inside, and the daughter was dead, and Jesus spoke to her, and she sat up. I mean, countless miracles. Matter of fact, John writes in his gospel at the end, he said, if all the miracles, I mean, you need to read the last verses of John, Gospel of John. If all the miracles, and all the sayings, and all the deeds of Jesus were written in books, the world could not contain it. That's how much movement he had. But when he rose,
my God.
They didn't believe it.
Yes.
On the road to Emmaus, he had a full-fledged communion with them, walking and talking and sharing, and they were talking about the resurrection. did not our hearts burn within? While he's
walking.